And we've implemented some changes to our operations and made some requests of the exhibitors to change their operations somewhat so that we can follow some social distancing guidelines. And, you know, we've created one-way traffic flows through the show sites and enlarged a lot of the areas where people typically gather so that people can still allow themselves some social distancing. And so we are, you know, as we speak here on the 15th, assume barring any kind of crazy spikes or you know, the curves going the wrong way on us in a major way, we are charging forward with Farm Progress Show. We've seen some adjustments being made by our exhibitors. They're changing their staffing levels. They're stretching their exhibits out so that they're still getting the same thing done, but creating some more space. And you know, for the John Deere's of the world, folks like that, this is not really that much of an edit or an adjustment. It's the folks that they have indoor tents, and we're working with them to create traffic flows and talk to them about social distancing and how we can do that. And then also working in those very few places like admissions and information booths and food service and some of those very few places where there's close hand-to-hand contact, you know, working on sneeze guards and gloves and masks and those kind of things. But we've done a survey of the growers, and growers wanting to come to the Farm Progress Show is no problem at all. They really want to get out of the house. They really want to come and, you know, start to do something a little bit normal. And fortunately, the Farm Progress Show is a big part of that. You know, it's giving them a little bit of a break and get out of the house for a while before they head off to the field this fall.